Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject called the Bible principle of calling things into reality. In other words, calling those things that be not yet as though they were already there. We're doing the topic number 8, a final note, and this is a 19-part series subject. Jesus only said what the Father said, and Jesus only did what the Father said to do. He did nothing of himself. We are to copy and imitate Jesus as he did with the Father, and we are to get the same results. When you study the life of Jesus, you will find several important facts that cause him to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. He always spoke the end results, what he wanted, not the problem. He didn't confirm the problem. He spoke what he wanted, God's word. Never did he confess the present circumstances. He spoke the desired results. He always spoke what he wanted and not what he had. That's very important to understand. Don't confess what you have, confess what you want. He walked by faith and not by sight. He didn't let the world's system tell him what the situation was. He spoke to the world system or the situation and told that situation or world situation what God said. He used the written word of God, the promises of God, to call in what he wanted and to change what he had. The word of God, put in and conceived in the heart of a person, formed by the tongue and spoken out the mouth in faith, has creative power within it, which is able to create, remove, or change things in situations or problems in an area of life. Let me say this again. The word of God, put into and conceived into the heart of a person, formed by the tongue, spoken out the mouth in faith, has creative power within it, which is able to create, remove, or change things in situations, problems, or an area of life. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him who believed, even God who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. This is a principle throughout the whole Bible that God uses, the disciples use, Paul uses, and Jesus used. You call those things into existence that don't exist yet. In other words, you call in the truth, the absolute truth, which is God's word for any situation, and that comes out of a believer's mouth, put into his heart and spoken out to his mouth in words of faith. The Holy Spirit is waiting for those words of faith to come out of a believer to change the situation. It's not just done sovereignly all the time. In the very beginning, we see God had to speak, light be, and light was. The light just didn't appear by itself. The Holy Spirit had to have words coming out of God in faith to make those words come to pass. And so it is with the believer. We have to put the word of God into our heart in abundance, that is a lot, and then believe it and speak it out of our mouth at the mountain or situation, allowing the Holy Spirit to come onto that situation and use those words to change it. I hope you've enjoyed this subject. Again, it's a very important subject to understand and to use on a daily basis. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.